Listener Production.
Hey, it's Courtney Thomas with a local news briefing. A woman has pleaded guilty to manslaughter more than 3 years after killing her husband in central Queensland. 51-year-old Chris Catling died in hospital after he was found stabbed in the chest in a North Rockhampton home on March 22, 2021. His wife, Kara Lee, entered a not guilty plea in court yesterday and has been remanded in custody to be sentenced on April 23. The Premier and his cabinets are in Gladstone again today. Meantime, Health Minister Shannon Fensterman took the time yesterday to unveil plans for a new role aimed at tackling the region's worker shortage. She says a new health workforce connector will help bridge the gap tasked with creating a homegrown workforce. Queensland teachers say legislation that allows parents to challenge their child's suspension is a slap in the face for the profession. The bill only applies to short-term suspensions, but Scott Stanford from the Teachers Professional Association worries it only undermines the authority teachers have in the classroom.
You know, a suspension should be you're suspended from school for a period of time for what you have done wrong, whereas these days they suspend, they appeal the suspension, it's upheld by the bureaucracy, and the children's back in school. So therefore it cuts the legs out from under the principals and the teachers.
And new studies show plant-based beef is much better for the environment than the real deal. Research from Macquarie Uni revealing the beef substitute produces 90% less greenhouse emissions than the animal-based meat. But in terms of nutritional value, Professor Andrew McGregor says the animal-based product wins out.
Most of the studies said that plant-based beef had less saturated fat and less cholesterol, as well as more fibre and more carbohydrates, but at the same time having less energy, less protein and less iron and zinc.
Updating local sport and checking on soccer, back to the drawing board for our Frenchville side. Reigning champions Across the Waves Football Club just proved two dominance in round 4 of the Kappa Cup at the weekend. The Central Queensland team went down by 2 points.